Welcome to the Web Extra. We have Bob Lott from the VFW in Punxsutawney. Bob, thanks for stopping in the studio this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
So the Festival in the Park, it's the first ever Festival in the Park at Barclay Square in downtown Punxsutawney. There's stuff going on every single day for the kids and just in general. Bands every single night of the week. The classic food vendors that you love and the craft vendors are there too. Now, Bob, you have something going on with the VFW coming up on this Saturday right on stage in Barclay Square.
That's correct. And this is going to be a first for me also, because I've been involved with the VFW for probably 30 years. I've been involved in setting up many patriotic programs, but the VFW does not encourage us to do something on Independence Day. They want that to be a day that families will get together and that we don't take our time to set up and run a program. But due to some of the circumstances this year with the way people were looking at some of these police departments, fire departments, veterans, military people, and I've had some request to do something, and so I decided to put together this program that's going to be this Saturday, July the 4th, Independence Day, and we're calling it Honoring Our Superheroes. And we want to target the groups that are responsible for keeping us safe and healthy. So we'll be looking at paying tribute to veterans, military of any branch, also to medical staff that are fighting with coronavirus or whatever else that they have to put up with. We're also looking at targeting police and firefighters as being those that we want to honor also.
All right. You have a lineup of guests for the event. They're all going to be speakers then, is my understanding.
That's
right?
Correct. We've got, first of all, we got a state representative, and I guess you could probably call him the state senator-elect. Chris Dush will be here to speak for us. Also, we're hoping, and we think we have Brian Smith, who is going to be Chris Dush's replacement as a state representative. Those two can just probably talk in general about all four of those groups. But then individually, we have the State Veterans of Foreign Wars Commander, Ron Peters, will be joining us. And then locally, we've got our Veterans of Foreign Wars and American Legion Commanders, Jim Pallone and Chris Mays, will be also joining us to speak on behalf of the veterans. And we also have Chief of Police here in Punxsie, Matt Conrad. We have the Punxsutawney Fire Department President Tammy McFarland, and then representing the medical field, we have Dr. Joe Kernish.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very educational event going on there this Saturday, then.
I think it will be very interesting, and I think I'm hoping between now and then I can maybe put together a couple other little surprises, too.
Well, you know, they're good surprises, I'm sure.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, so that's going on this Saturday at Barclay Square in Punxsutawney. And what time is that starting again?
That'll be about 11 o'clock in the morning, and probably, Ryan, I'm guessing about an hour, depending on how long some of these people speak.
All right, and that's on Independence Day, and then it all closes with fireworks that night. Oh, that'll be fantastic. Have you been over to the park during the festival now?
Yeah, I'm there every day.
So what kind of carny food do you like best?
Well, I'll tell you what. Denny and Pearls, it's...
That's a long line.
I went there on Sunday, I went there in the rain, and there were 66 people in line. I thought, well, I'm not waiting in line in the rain.
So I mean, their
pizza's
fantastic.
Something else. I went down the line and got something else, and when I got back, the line was longer yet. And the VFW has a tent set up down there that we're selling raffle tickets, and it's just a few feet away from where that Denny and Pearl's line usually ends. So we were there on Sunday, and the line came back almost to the tent, and it stayed that long all day long. It never got any shorter. So it's Denny and Pearls, it's my favorite, but
I think everybody else's too.
I usually get it three times during the festival week, and this year I wasn't sure if I was going to get any or not, but I did manage to sneak in there yesterday and get a stromboli.
All right, Bob Lott of the VFW in Punxsutawney, thank you for taking the time out and stopping into the studio with us today.